This third Sunday of Lent marks really the halfway point in our Lenten journey. We have just 3 weeks now, 3 Sundays until Palm Sunday, which launches us into Holy Week. And as we kind of mark the halfway point of our Lenten journey, it's good to do kind of a check-in, do a little progress report. How are we doing with those Lenten resolutions that we set ourselves to? How are we doing with abstaining from meat on Fridays? How are we doing with that almsgiving, that extra prayer? All of those things which build us up and prepare us for Easter. Have we made a good confession? When was the last time we went to confession or made a good examination of conscience? These are all the things that we do during Lent, but Lent, like a long race, can wear us out after a while. Our observance can become lax, or perhaps even the opposite. Our observance becomes too strict. That ties into the Sunday's theme from the Gospel. John sets the context. One of the things that John does so very well in his writing is context is everything to him. And he begins the Gospel, since the Passover of the Jews was near, he sets the stage right there. It's Passover time, or just before. And that explains exactly what happens in the following texts. He finds those who are selling oxen and sheep and doves, as well as the money changers in the temple area. And for those who are not steeped in Jewish custom and history, that needs a little explanation. Why are there animals and money changers in the temple? Well, because according to the Levitical law, every Jewish male was, if possible, to go to Jerusalem at Passover and to offer the sacrifice prescribed according to Moses. And those sacrifices are oxen, sheep, and doves for the most part. And the Jews who are living in the diaspora, that means the Jews spread out throughout the region, not in Jerusalem, maybe not even in Judea, have to travel from a distance with different types of coinage from where they come from. They could have the denarii or the drachma, and they have to exchange it for the Jewish coin, because all those other coins have pagan images on them. Only the Jewish coins could be used in exchange in the temple. That's why we have the money changers. That's why we have those selling sheep and oxen. But as you can imagine, the strictness of the observance of the law is actually what upsets Jesus here. Jews who are coming to the temple are so set on observing every iota of the law, get the right animal, exchange the right amount for the right coin at the right time, that they've lost sight of what it's all about. The Passover is not about traveling to a place, exchanging money, sacrificing an animal, and going back about your business. The Passover is the great salvific act that God has done in Jewish history, freeing his chosen people from slavery and leading them to the promised land. And that Passover night is the night where all this gets set into motion. That's what it's about. That's why Jesus is upset. The whole purpose of the Passover has been lost on them. And it's just been turned into a ritual that hasn't penetrated the heart. And in a sense, during this halfway point of Lent, perhaps we might think on that. Lent is full of ritual. It's full of, you might say, precepts that the church gives us. It's full of rules, if you will. And they aren't in themselves bad. But if we're just doing them, going through the motions, as you might say, Without the real spirit and purpose of Lent penetrating our heart, leading us to conversion, renewing our baptism, and preparing us for Easter, the greatest act that God has ever done in human history, giving his only begotten Son to suffer, die, and be raised, then the meaning of Lent hasn't penetrated us, really. We can observe all those Lenten practices, we can have great fasts, but if we've lost sight of why we're doing them, of what it's all about, then we're just going through the motions. We have to ask ourselves, in this halfway point of Lent, has the whole purpose of what we are preparing ourselves for really penetrated and started to sink in? Have we thought Easter's coming? And what is that about? Why are we spending these 40 days of preparation for that? What are we going to do when Easter gets here? How will we celebrate it? How will that great joyous moment penetrate our heart? Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Christ is coming this Easter to be raised, and we with him. Every time we celebrate Mass, we celebrate Christ's resurrection, especially on Sundays. That's why Sundays during Lent don't count as part of the 40 days. Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Stop making what God has done just ritual, just going through the motions. Let it become a temple again, where sacrifice is offered, where we encounter the divine, where we praise God. May this Lent and these next 3 weeks, as we now race towards the finish line, be a time for the Easter mysteries to begin to penetrate us, really, to move in our hearts and our lives for what God is going to do during those holy days of the Triduum. How we will remember and celebrate them and make them present anew once more. The beginning of Lent, we heard those words of the prophet Isaiah. Return to me, says the Lord, with mourning and fasting and weeping. Prescripts, you might say. But then he adds, rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to me, says the Lord. It's much more about the rending of the heart than it is about the rules and the laws. Let your hearts be prepared for Christ's resurrection.